All right, I'd like to welcome everyone out to town council meeting tonight. It's Tuesday, April 21st. We did not have a work session tonight. One of the rare nights that'll probably happen. So we will begin tonight with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, next item is public comment. This is the opportunity for anyone in the public, either in the room or online, to share things that are on your mind that may not be on the agenda later. We ask you to do it. Come up to the podium. If you're online, use the raise your hand function, and we'll just keep your thoughts to 3 minutes and state your name for the record. Is there anyone has any public comments tonight?
Hi, I'm Katrina Meese. I'm with the Chamber, the Destination Marketing Organization, and the Visitor Center. So I sent out a letter to you guys earlier, and while we know that this isn't a town council decision, it's an administrative town function, we just wanted to address it at the same time so that you may weigh in with opinions on the topic at hand. So the subject is formal objection to the proposed relocation of the farmers market to the Chamber of Commerce lawn. Dear members of the town council and the town, the Chamber Board of Directors is writing to formally address the proposed relocation of the West Yellowstone Farmers Market from its established site at the Museum of the Yellowstone to the green space surrounding the Chamber of Commerce. Moving it to this specific intersection raises significant concerns regarding safety, parking, economic fairness, and land lease constraints. The intersection at Yellowstone and Canyon is already the most congested corner in West Yellowstone. Introducing the market for this area will exacerbate existing traffic issues, creating additional gridlocks and pedestrian safety issues. The visitor center lot is frequently already at capacity, thus market vendors would be forced to park near the museum, unload and bring their goods across the high volume intersection, causing increased pedestrian traffic during a heightened traffic time of day, forcing visitors to navigate this busy corner to access market stalls creates unnecessary safety risks. Posting the market on the lawn that surrounds the chamber building also creates a significant optics issue. Most market vendors are not dues-paying chamber members, yet they would be granted the town's most visible real estate. This will create friction with the local brick-and-mortar business owners who pay year-round taxes and chamber dues, only to see outside vendors receive preferential placement without the same level of investment in our community's infrastructure. In addition, the chamber's currently states on retail sales in section 4U, subsection 2 states the lessee shall not use the premises for the sale, wholesale, or retail of items that are also sold at retail by for-profit businesses in West Yellowstone. The Museum of the Yellowstone Lawn or Pioneer Park has proven to be a functional and appropriate venue for the market, balancing visibility with accessible parking. Relocating the market to the town's busiest corner appears to be a move towards convenience for a few at the expense of the town's overall traffic flow and the concerns of established local businesses. We respectfully ask the town council and the town to have the West Yellowstone Farmers Market remain at its current approved location at Yellowstone. Time and consideration, the chamber and the chamber board.
Thank you, Fran. You're all right. Anyone else?
Yeah. I'm Alan Clark, also on the chamber board. We recently came up with an issue, and we were able to kind of put kibosh on it once we looked at our land lease agreement with a third-party entity looking to sell items in a kiosk within the chamber. The lease, in our reading of it, prohibited that. What we have found is a contradiction in the actual lease agreement, and that is in the diagram, it shows us having operational control over the footprint of the building and the land underneath it. However, in the language, it actually gives us full control over all the land from the corner of Canyon and Yellowstone. So we're fine with whatever decision is made, but we feel like there has to be some consistency within the document. What are we actually leasing? Because in the document right now, it's mutually exclusive. So we just need some clarification on that. And if in fact the town is in complete control of the land, then we really have no say other than our own opinion. However, if it's under our lease agreement, then under the same reading that we gave of the no vendors on the property, it would strike null and void the opportunity to sell anything on that property as far as it is outlined in the agreement. And those are my comments. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alan.
And yeah, Libby.
We're not trying to get 9 minutes out of this, but just wanting to be clear that I have a copy of the lease here.
Can you please say your name, Garrett, for the record?
Oh, yeah. I'm Garrett Osler, and I'm representing the Chamber of Commerce, Destination Yellowstone, and also the Madison Hotel and Madison Legacy Corporation, which I own. But when we were reviewing the lease and that I got from Dan, our most current lease, it says here in the first part of it, item C here in the thing, it says a parcel of land at the intersection of the lines of Yellowstone Avenue and Canyon Street, comprising of the sketch on exhibit A. And that this is an exhibit A, and it shows 1.86 acres, which includes all of that lawn area and stuff like that. This is a personal experience that I had there during COVID, trying to help make sure we didn't have people clogging up at the entrance. I put on my Sasquatch. Oh, I didn't. I played two parts, Sasquatch and another guy. But anyway, just me being near the park, the congestion was terrible. I backed up to that intersection, was standing back from it, not wanting to create an obstacle there or a traffic hazard. I'm telling you, it was crazy. And seeing the near accidents and things like that, I just have some personal experience there where I think any further distractions other than Yellowstone and where these people are going and why the line's so long, even getting in and out, is absolutely a safety concern. I did visit with Kenny Jones about this and expressed to him my concerns. So some personal things, and then also from the point of the chamber, we would be violating the lease if we allowed this, and we'd have to rewrite the lease and that. And we just feel that we don't need to do it. As far as a participating member and being an owner of Madison Legacy, which is inclusive of Madison Gift Shop, a lot of times we go over there and we stroll through and see the same items that we see in stores around and my store. And so it's just kind of interesting how we bring a farmer's market in that I've never bought a vegetable over there or things like that. It's a hobby market. It's a cricket market, whatever. And these people do some mighty fine pictures. We sell pictures too. We've had to make some choices on some of those items because of things that we just can't compete against because they don't have the same load on their businesses we do having this advantage. So locating it there on the corner of Chamber is a hard deal. Having it here in town, meeting other needs and helping some other small businesses do things, okay, we kind of understand a little bit from a personal standpoint, but as a chamber on the lawn, I don't support that at all. Thank you.
Nice job. 3 minutes on the nose. Anyone else have any public comments?
We're talking about
Liz, we got a hand up.
Yeah, Kenny Jones.
Okay. Hello, Kenny. Have to mute yourself or Liz will unmute you there.
He has to unmute himself.
Okay.
So give him a second.
Okay. Can you
there
hear
we
me?
Going.
All right. So, yeah, Garrett and I spoke earlier this afternoon about this, and it just kind of seems like it raised an issue about 11:15 this morning. So Katrina and I had talked about this over a month ago, and I'd followed it up with an email. Didn't seem to be a problem. And there's issues on any street, on any corner. I think we've seen an example of that by last Friday, I believe it was, the building at Canyon and Madison. So I don't know that there is a safe street completely. So, and that's here nor there, but we'll go ahead and stay at the museum because there's so much resistance and reluctance of having this small group of vendors. And, you know, We would love to have a brick and mortar, but we don't sell t-shirts. We sell craft and specific items that we make ourselves. And, we're not in a full retail business. And there's a little misconception there that tonight we are asking to waive the bond for the tax. And I know that's on the agenda a little bit later. It's not the tax. We pay resort tax. I collect it every Thursday at the close of the market and Friday morning, 8 o'clock. Typically, I'm over there going through everybody's tax with Peggy. So we're not looking to circumvent the resort tax in any way, form, or fashion. There was a miscommunication there or misinterpretation by some of the members of the chamber. So, but the convenience of having the market there on the lawn at the chamber was going to be for our guests or our vendors and those that have some challenges and to get away from the wind, which in recent years we've seen the wind just constantly beating us to death out there. So, but we'll take what we can get. Obviously the chamber doesn't want us on their ground, so we'll stay at the museum if the council sees fit.
Benny, thank you very much. Anyone else have any public comments this evening? All right, thank you very much. We'll now go to council comments. So go around the table. Brock, you're online. We'll let you start first. How's that?
No, I'm okay. Thank you.
All right, welcome. All
Thank you.
right.
I just want to thank John. Streetlights, I think, are a big improvement. They look nice, and the crew seems to be doing the job. I hate to see them out there in the snow, but they look so good.
They came in this week. Give them a report on that.
It's Julia.
I don't have anything tonight.
Frank?
No, they don't either.
One thing I'll share, of course, this is new news, but of course, JJ Salinas passed away, and just been really impressive to see the community support for them, their family, and extended family. All the prayers and the love and the financial and the moral support, and also kind of the privacy. There's a lot going on. Sometimes you just need some time to be alone as well. So just everyone keep them in their thoughts. I think they're planning to do something May 2nd. We're still waiting to hear. They've got obviously a lot to do there, but there'll be more. But for those who'd like to share their love and condolences at that time. So just wanted to share that if anyone hadn't heard it. Otherwise, I just think it's pretty neat how this town comes together when things like this happen. It's pretty neat. So thank you. The next item tonight is Treasurers and Securities Report.
The Treasurers and Securities Report is on file at the finance office as soon as Katie comes back from Hawaii.
Thank you. All right, tonight we have three purchase orders. We'll move through these one at a time. The first one is 7027 to Xylem Water Solutions. Did I say that right? Yes. This is electrical work, has to do with the Iris lift station. We had some other issues at the last meeting that we approved purchase order for. There's another one. The amount is $27,878.97. What is the pleasure of the council?
I make a motion we approve purchase order 7027 to Xylem Water Solutions for the Iris lift station in the amount of $27,878.97.
I'll second it.
Do I have any comments or questions?
Yeah, John, is this double up again like on the first one we had purchase order? Is this two times or is this just a one single visit with these guys?
It should be one single visit.
There's no equipment involved.
So we will have to have an electrical contractor install this panel, which would be a few $1,000 on top of this. This is just the Xylem package. This comes with the warranty and everything. So this is basically, we had the variable frequency drives in place that got hit by those outages. And this is just to update that whole package to make sure that works properly. The control package in there right now is 15 years old. We can't buy parts for it. And this also will have the thing that's needed more than anything, is a backup float system. So right now, if we had a problem or an issue with the controls, we'd have to be in there manually turning that on and off every 6.5 minutes. This gives us a backup situation. The engineers have overseen this document. They like what I'm doing here. It'll be definitely an improvement for the lift station until we upgrade that lift foundation.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else? Brock, any questions?
No, I'm good.
All right.
Call.
Oh, not yet. Anyone in the audience or online have any comments or questions? All right, back to the table.
Call for the play.
Question, big call. Thanks, Greg. All those in favor of approving purchase order 7027 to Xylem Water Solutions, in the amount of $27,878.97, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. All right. Purchase order 7113 to Fisher's Technology. This is for a new printer. And this is for the police station, aka for Brenda. She had her name on there. And this is to replace their printer there in office. This is the amount of $7,332. What is the pleasure of the council?
I'll make a motion that we approve purchase order number 7113 to Fisher Technologies. For $7,342 to the fair.
Awesome.
Let's move in a second. Do I have any comments or questions?
Is that a lease or a outright purchase?
Purchase.
Purchase
for those.
All right. Anyone in the audience? Comments or questions? Oh, answered. Okay. Anyone online have any comments or questions? Back to Dave. Question been called for. All those in favor of approving purchase order 7113 to Fisher's Technology for $7,342, please say aye.
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 Sure, we'll say aye. All right. The next one here is purchase order 7114. This is to Dunn Communications, amount of $35,805. These are for new Kenwood multi-band portable radios. What is the pleasure of the council?
I'll make the motion to the purchase order 7114 for $35,805. Okay.
Been moved and seconded. Anyone have any comments or questions?
Question. Is the old equipment worth anything?
No, we get the several issues with them. So we're 16 odd days behind and can't get any more.
Mm-hmm.
And with the county switching to encryption, it's changed the whole dynamic of everything for us. So the guy that comes down and I step a really old computer and a new one to even get ours to work and programs them. And then some of the new things that wide plan things, this will with a lot. But the old ones, they're not worth anything.
Second, I'm glad to see you bought it from a company in Montana.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Not too many questions, comments.
Who seconded that?
I got a question. This is kind of oddball. How long would these have survived without the county forcing your hand?
Hard to say.
But okay.
Yeah, I don't really know that answer exactly,
okay.
But it's
fair enough.
It's made our life a little harder, I'll tell you that, with several things because of it. With how outdated it is.
Fears like owning an iPhone.
Kind of.
All right, thank you. Anyone in the audience have any comments or questions? Anyone online? Back to the table.
All the questions.
Question been called for. All those in favor of approving purchase order 7114 to Dunn Communications for $35,805, please say aye.
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 Sure. Sorry. Thank you very much. All right, next item we have are the claims for tonight. We'll get the right page here. Health Katie's in Hawaii, they're kind of slow tonight. Low. We have claims in the amount of $153,425.80. What is the pleasure of the council?
I make a motion to approve the claims in the amount of $153,425.80.
I'll second. Mine was probably delayed. Julia can have it.
Liz, take your pick, Liz. All right. Anyone have any comments or questions on the claims tonight?
I got one question. I don't know if Liz will be able to help me or not. There's an owl lab equipment at the library for $2,000. What do you have any idea what that is?
They bought one of those.
Oh,
the camera.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think ours was quite that much. I think ours was about 1,700, mm-hmm. but if this whole setup, that's what they want.
Oh, okay. Great.
See the eyeballs? That's why they mow the owl.
They have a lot of meetings or.
Some, yeah.
They do it for like our Spanish classes and two where people can zoom in for those.
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
Good idea. I don't know.
And probably they'll be able to do some more of those meetings by having it as well. So,
yeah.
I think they, and when they do have meetings, I think they borrow from the foundation. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the foundation had one of these first, and then we got one in the school, I think, has also got one. Because they seem to work really well. Like when we originally put all this in this building and we used that camera, that was $10,000. And then the technology has got so much better that these things are portable and you can move around and
yeah.
The audio is way better. So,
great. Thank you.
Well, any comments or questions? All right. To the audience, okay.
And it's a resource to where it will bring the audiences and people who have other meetings will be able to come there and utilize that. And I know in our experience, we had one at the TBID office and that we used, and then we started using it for chamber meetings and stuff. Very helpful and very good technology. And as it comes down, it's even better. And just look at the improvements here with what we've experienced here in this meeting room. It's awesome. There we'll do that.
All right, thank you. Anyone else? Back to the table.
Call for the question.
Question's been called for. All those in favor of approving the claims, the amount of $153,425.80, please say aye.
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 Aye. Don't say aye. All right. The next one, we don't have any business license applications this evening. We may not after this evening.
You've got 30 days.
Right? Okay, that's true, yeah. Next one of the minutes. What is the pleasure of the council regarding the minutes for our April 7th, 2026 town council meeting and work session?
I make a motion that we approve the minutes for the April 7th, 2026 town council meeting.
Second. Anyone have any comments or corrections? Anyone in the audience? Comments or corrections? Both review it for editorial control for Liz. Back to the table.
Call for question.
Question I call for. All those in favor of approving the minutes from our April 7th, 2026 town council meeting and work session, please say aye.
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 So, aye. Right. We will now turn the time over to our illustrious town manager for his and staff report. Ken?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and council members. A few items this evening. John and I met with the Historical Society of Trenton SJ early in April. We talked through a list of capital projects and then maintenance they'd love to see in the future. So I think we had a good discussion. Just trying to figure out which items are maintenance and responsibility of the town and what projects, capital projects they'd like to see. So one of the things I asked them to do is to have their board they've got kind of a list, but they haven't really prioritized it. So I asked them to take it back to their board and prioritize a list and then get it back to the town so we can make sure that we're getting anything that needs to get into the CIP. So we did talk about prioritizing things that are safety or structural or things like that first before they get into some of the more aesthetic things. So I think we had a good discussion. Appreciate them visiting with us. Travis and I met with the fire board. We had our third meeting on the 10th of April. Mayor Watt did send out a summary of the meeting to date in a red line contract that was prepared by Happy Basin. I also prepared some information for the council members. Some council members picked up some additional information. I do appreciate I was able to meet with all the council members last week, so I did appreciate meeting with you guys and getting your feedback on what's going on there. We have our next meeting set for May 8th. Tomorrow we get to Liz and the mayor and Trina and I think Gary Cohen are meeting with a group of community leaders from the Sun Valley area of Idaho. They're going to be stopping through town on their way to Bozeman for lunch. So we are going to talk about what it's like to be the best gateway town in America. So I have an opportunity to meet with them, but they're going to be kind of a neat opportunity for us, free lunch. So, and then next week, the mayor, Brittany, and I are going to Big Sky on Monday to meet with the Housing Trust. We're going to have a discussion at lunch, and then we're going to tour some of their housing projects. So we do have another space. If there's another counselor that wants to go, we could probably take one more before we get into quorum zone. So if somebody else would like to go and have lunch and dinner with them, let me know, and we can get you in the van with us next Monday. We're leaving at 11. DRG met on the 16th. We talked about the zoning permit for Sleepy Hollow. They should be ready to move forward. We are having a planning board next week on Wednesday to review. We have our notice to negotiate with the Police Protective Unit. So our first meeting will be this Thursday. The Regional Healthy Coalition is meeting here in West Yellowstone this Friday at the Three Bears Lodge. Wiley Phillips from MIRMED is going to be presenting the Business and Workforce Housing Needs Assessment after lunch. So I encourage council members and members of the public are welcome and encouraged to attend the presentation. So if you'd like to, that's Friday. So lunch starts at noon. So if you'd like to join us for lunch, just let me know, just so that they've got plenty of food there. But it is open. That part of the meeting is open to the public to hear that presentation. So if you'd like to know, or if you'd like to attend, just let me know, just so you're coming for. And then I've got John to give a couple updates on the light poles, the wastewater plant, and the pickleball project.
Okay. Good evening, Councilman. Really quick, the contractor Third Element got all the light poles in on Gibbon Street, Grizzly Ave, Bigfoot Street, and Electric Street south of Yellowstone Ave. Those were 40 poles installed. We have 23 more poles to complete that are that type, and three more that are the complete bases that we have to dig up. Those are the expensive ones. They are on Yellowstone and Dunraven. There's three of those. Just to replace the bases, they cost us $8,500 a piece on those. So those will probably be the last ones of the bunch. This does not count the aluminum pole bearing down Canyon Street. We do have extra poles there, and I'm looking to have those replaced just because some of them are pretty beat up by the snowplows for the wintertime. And I have a bid on that already, like $85, $86 to replace those aluminum poles on Canyon. The reason why we can't put those new poles on Canyon Street is because the bolts are 5/8 diameter that hold these big new poles up, but on Canyon Street, they're only 1/2 inch diameter. And for us to replace those poles, we'd have to go in and have to put all the pedestals on, so that is something that would cost a mega bunch of money. So they'll always have to be aluminum poles unless the council decides differently. The next item on my list was the pickleball one. Pickleball court is becoming a hot topic. I've talked to the company that's going to be doing that. We have to have temperatures above 45 degrees at night and 70 degrees during the daytime sustained to be able to complete this. So he has kind of got us scheduled in for the 1st of June. If we can speed this up, we will, but that's kind of the tentative date to get this in. But we're weather related at this point. And also that will be fixing the other spots on the tennis court. And not to get down in the mud of the wastewater treatment plant, but it's getting very real out there. AirMod is tying in doing all the water testing prep. We have now filled the tanks in for the central loop, and we'll be tying the RS line and the 10-inch bypass line on May 4th. So the tanks are full. We're moving the water around. We did come into some complications today that rose, but foaming issues. Narcotic foam kind of went crazy and foamed up the plant, but we're working through that. But this is on schedule. We should see this plant come online in June with a completion date in August. But it's getting really real out there. IMIG Startup is out there with Wetco Instrumentation Startup is also going on. And we'll be doing a lot of training in the next few days on some of this stuff. So
it's very impressive.
Thank you. I got to take Julia out there and show her.
It's pretty impressive.
It's a mind-opening, really is something to see.
When do you order the fish?
That comes about August when everything stabilizes. Four koi's, two in each third.
Awesome.
You've heard of canary in the cave. Well, we have koi and clarifier, so
it's awesome.
Bring to the nice fish farm.
Well, you just stay away.
Thanks. Dad, anything else?
That is all I have for this evening. Oh, there's a. Lynn's got some things she'll talk about when we get to post-monumentalism.
Yeah.
Okay. No, this is, yeah. A lot of fun events coming up. So.
Well, the council, have any comments or questions for Dan or staff?
I got a couple. Hey, Corey, yeah. Weekly statistics, 137 calls in a week, or is that the month?
That's a week.
Last week?
Yeah.
Wow.
We're not even busy.
Yeah. And second one's for Dan. On the DRG with the Sleepy Hollow, it also mentioned something about 635 Gibbon. The director there, is that the same company or?
No. No, that will be a Hampton Inn.
Yeah.
And it that's where Foxton RV has been the last couple of years. And before that, Wagon Wheel RV. But yeah, that is it's a family company out of South Dakota. They bought that property before COVID. And in fact, they had turned plans in right before the pandemic. And then they pulled back when the pandemic hit. And so it just sat there. It's sat there for a couple of years. But they have plans ready to go to build a Hampton Inn. I think they'll have 93 rooms.
Just to see those two together, but here it's the same.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, we have DRG, and then planning board is scheduled for next week, where they will review both of those projects. And then once planning board signs off on them, then it comes to town meeting.
Sure.
All
right. Very good. Thank you very much. And next item, any advisory board reports? Any meetings since our last meeting? Greg, sorry, you can go around the table.
No, Thursday the 23rd will be in the medical. And at 12 noon, and I believe it's in here.
Good.
We had to postpone ours until this Thursday as well. We'll meet at 8 o'clock in here on Thursday morning.
Good.
Unification board.
Okay.
Yeah. ID.
All right. Brock?
Park and Rec did meet. We kind of went over some of the information from Scott Hazleton. Going over some of the stuff that the community wants in the new Park and Rec Master Plan. We're also getting ready for the town cleanup, which I believe we had to move dates because originally it was on graduation day. I think it's on the scheduled for the 16th now. Park and Rec does meet again on March 1st at Town Hall at 5:30 p.m.
March 1st for me.
May.
May. Sorry, May. Yeah, we're not meeting for a year. We kind of got sick of it. So.
Way to do that.
All right, David Brock. All right, the other one I have is the next MAP meeting will be May 14th. All right. Any others we've missed in there? How was it?
I'm forward.
Yeah, Greg next.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Thanks, Greg.
All right. I spoke softly.
Yeah, okay, I was just like, all right.
Next item is we have a public hearing. This is for our zoning MAP update. And this is our second reading. Well, the public hearing, we'll do the second reading afterward. So I'll just read this real quick. Public hearing, ordinance number 281, zoning map. Notice is hereby given to the town council of the town of West Yellowstone. Will conduct a public hearing on April 21st, 2026, regarding ordinance number 281. Ordinance number 281 amends chapter 17.02.030 of the West Yellowstone Municipal Code by adopting the current zoning map. Complete copies of the proposed ordinance are posted on the town's website and also available here at Public Hall. And it goes on to give the information. Have we received any emails or comment?
No.
No. Okay. At this time, we'll open up for public hearing, allow anyone in the community to give any oral testimony, thoughts for or against our zoning map, the ordinance 281. With that, it is open. Anyone have any comments? If you do, please come to the podium or raise your hand and state your name and, for this, your address. Anyone have any comments for our public hearing? Dan?
Yes, I'll just let the public know. The purpose of this is to add the, so the official zoning map lives in town hall here, in the clerk's office. So this is going to be adding the 80 acres that has been recently zoned, and it will change section 1702020 of the ordinance to read: the town zoning ordinance is amended by adopting the West Yellowstone zoning map placed before the town council and signed on April 21st, 2026.
Thank you. Do we have any comments tonight?
I just want to add that, in case you haven't seen it, we have a really neat tool on our website. When you go to the public services page, right in the middle, it says zoning map. And if you click on it, it pulls up this same map. But if you click on any lot on there, it pulls up the CAD program from that the county maintains. You can see who owns it, how big it is, the last time it was sold. All those public records are there, and it links. It's really easy to get to you through our website. So that's one of the things that Scott has built for us. And he's done that before, but he's updating it. But even today, we've got someone interested in having an event on the 80 acres. And I was able to pull all that up really quickly and give it to him.
Nice.
And then also, when you click on the parcel, it has a link to the zoning language. So if it's a B3, when you click on there, it can bring you right to the B3 zoning. So you can see
what it is,
what the regulations are for the B3s for that zoning district. Which is also pretty cool.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Liz. All right. One last opportunity for anyone to share any public comments. We'll go ahead and close this public hearing. We'll move on to new business. The first item is ordinance number 281, the adoption of the zoning map. Second reading, and I'll just read the introduction of this ordinance number. Strong one. 281, sorry, there it is. Ordinance of the Town Council of the Town of West Yellowstone, amending the zone map of the Town of West Yellowstone to provide updates and modernize the map. What is the pleasure of the council?
I'll make a motion to approve the second reading of ordinance 281.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded by Greg. Brock, okay, so yeah. Anyone have any comments or questions?
I do.
Please.
Dan, you can help me out. It's R4, okay? And the 80 acres?
Yes.
Yep. All right, it says residential medium density apartments. Is it just apartments, or is it residential and apartments?
Yeah, that's just the heading. There is other uses that are allowed in that zoning district.
Okay.
So townhomes and other residential uses. So okay. It's our maximum density residential.
Okay.
So not just apartments, but you could have apartments, and then it allows you to go all the way down to single family homes.
And that's the same as the property on Electric?
Anything that's on R4, yes, that's great.
Yep. All right, Moonrise. Okay.
Moonrise, yes, and the West Development as well.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You bet.
Anyone else? All right. Anyone in the room or online have any comments or questions? Table.
Call for the question.
Good, Liz.
I was going to say, I'm just so proud of it.
Okay.
Because if you can see so this is the town's website. You can see it. And then there's that map thing, and you just click it, and then it comes right up.
I see that, oh, yeah. There we go.
But yeah, and then you can zoom out and say, I wonder what I can do on that piece of property.
It's great. Thank you, Scott, and everyone else. It's been a lot of work. All right.
Name is Scott.
Yeah.
Mainly Scott.
All right. So the question's been called for. All those in favor of approving the second reading of Ordinance Number 281, adoption of the zoning map, please say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Thank you very much. Next item, we have another ordinance. This is number 282, business licenses. This is the first reading. I'll read the heading here. An ordinance, the Town Council of Town of West Yellowstone, amending Section 504 of the West Yellowstone Town Code to correct and clarify certain provisions in the business license ordinance. What is the pleasure of the council regarding the first reading of Ordinance 282, business licenses?
I'll make a motion to approve Ordinance Number 282. Business license, first reading.
I'll second that.
Moved and second. Anyone on the council have any comments or questions?
No.
All right. Anyone in the audience have any comments or questions? Dan.
Sorry, I do. I found two things, I guess, that maybe I'll start with Liz or Jane about in sections. Sorry, just found this second one. Compilation. Section 504.065, special event business license B. It says in the section, it says if the submittal is received by the town at least 30 calendar days in advance of the event, the application may be circulated through interdepartmental, and then I think mail was stowed inadvertently. And then it carried over down here. It says name.
Okay, I think that's supposed to be mail.
Yeah, so that's what I thought. We're just kind of separate.
Okay. We need to clean that out a little bit. We used to have a lot of extra words about if it's 4 weeks ahead of time, we do it. If it's less than 4 weeks, they have to do it. And we try to just make it clear and simpler.
Would you need an amended motion for that or just note it for the next reading?
I think we'll just note it for the next reading.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Anyone in the audience have any comments or questions on Ordinance 282? Back at the table.
Call for question.
Questions have been called for. All those in favor of approving the first reading of Ordinance 282, business licenses, please say aye.
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 Chair votes aye. Very good. Thank you, Dan, for catching that.
Travis.
Yes.
On that, so we will have a public hearing on this ordinance because of publication requirements and the fact that the Bozeman Chronicle only publishes 5 days a week now. And we're going to have our next meeting on a Monday. I couldn't advertise a public hearing for the next meeting. So we will actually go a whole month until the second meeting. It'll be the 18th of May that we'll have the second reading and the public hearing. And therefore, the ordinance will not, if approved, won't go into effect until 30 days after that. But
okay.
It won't show up on your next agenda. I'm just telling you that.
Perfect. Thank you.
Liz, what's a business license do?
They expire May 31st. They must be renewed by July 1st.
So will this be in effect by then?
By the time we renew. But I don't think there's anything in this ordinance that will affect that renewal process.
Okay. Just new ones.
Yeah, I guess.
Special event?
Yeah.
All right. Very cool. All right. Thank you. You got everything on there, Liz? Okay. Next one, we have the request for resort tax bond waivers from the West Yellowstone Town Market event. Penny Jones has applied for this. We had a little discussion earlier about some other parts of this event, previously known as the Farmers Market. Like it's got a name change there. And Penny Jones is asking for a waiver of the resort tax bond. What is the pleasure of the council?
I make a motion to approve the resort tax bond waiver for West Yellowstone Town Market event.
I'll second.
All right. It has been moved and seconded. Anybody have any comments or questions?
We're going to strike the one paragraph in there. our chamber. So the market is ready to be relocated, even though it does just say a tax for there's several, there's that paragraph in there that includes that. So
yeah, that'll all be administrative.
Okay.
For change on location.
Okay. You'll take care of that.
Yeah. The motion is just to waive the resort tax bond.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Kenny was kind enough to go back to that, so they'll just make the adjustments and the permit.
All right.
Sign off on this.
Sounds good.
And I always ask them, we found out already, we always want to know, do they have a history that keeps Katie and the town confident that they'll get collections? And it was said that, and Kenny mentioned it, that he's done a really good job in collecting the resort tax from Ben, which is not an easy task. Mm-hmm. And so there's no reservations from the finance department about this year, which is always good to know.
I can attest that he's here first thing on Friday morning talking to Peyton, so I can attest to that.
That's awesome.
You got it.
Very good. Anyone in the audience have any comments about that? Anyone online? All right, back to the table.
Call for question.
Question's been called for. All those in favor of the line for the resort tax bond waiver for the West Yellowstone Town Market event, please say it right.
Aye.
Aye.
Careful, sorry. All right, thank you very much. Liz, we're going to come back to you. I think you've got some announcements and many reminders. We'll also put on the table if anyone else has any scheduling things or correspondence they'd like to share.
Yes, we have lots of fun things coming up. First of all, we mentioned the advice. Thursday is a busy day. So business improvement is meeting at 8. Healthcare Services Advisory Board is here at noon. And then at 5 o'clock, the Gallatin County Study Commission is having a meeting here. They've been going around the county and having meetings to gather input from on county issues and changing the charter for the county. So that meeting is at 5 o'clock on Thursday. Tomorrow is Earth Day in West Yellowstone. And so there is a festival over at the Holiday Inn from 4 to 6 p.m. Activities include a bouncy house, Brian, things from the Grizzly and Wolf Discovery Center, games, earth cookies, and mud cups. But Rachel and the rec department has helped put this on. They used to do this and they kind of stopped doing it for a few years. I know when my kids were little, they didn't break that. But this is tomorrow. Next Thursday, on the 30th, is the Give Big event. It's at YBC from 5 to 7 p.m. I understand there will be a meat raffle, which Dan Walker has a lot to do with. He likes meat raffles. He brought that event to our community. and there's a lot of fundraising for our local nonprofits. I'm going to give you a plug for my favorite, which is the Wolverine Care Fund. That's the fund we started in memory of Alex Hurley to provide child abuse. So that's one of the causes that you can contribute to. And then, as Brock mentioned, town cleanup is scheduled for May 16th. Town cleanup will be in the morning from like 9 to 11. And then they're going to move everything over to YBC again and take public input on the Parks Master Plan and engagement. So I thought that was really smart to combine those two events. So there will be snacks and things at YBC, but also a chance to see what they've put together for that Parks Master Plan.
Does that just get Dan on a cooking?
I know.
It's nice. I appreciate Rachel.
Yeah.
It's free.
Right. So.
What time is the meeting after the cleanup?
Like noon. Like cleanups from like 9 to 11, 11 to 12, return to camp. And then at noon, the event, the thing over at YBC starts. And as we usually do, we'll have the city members at the city park. That's free dumping day. Very big deal in West Yellowstone. Free dumping.
Yeah.
And Public Works was really good that whole week about going up and down the alleys and looking up stuff. And it's a good thing. So there's that. I also, for those of you that are going to go to the Municipal Institute, I put an agenda on the table. So we've got Julia, Travis, and Brock registered for that. We have hotel rooms set up, and I just put a copy of the agendas.
See, Dan Clark has quite a few. That'll be good.
Yeah, they put Dan Clark with the elected officials.
Yeah.
Did they kind of keep them together?
Awesome. Dan.
Oh, yeah. I just got a letter this afternoon from Amanda Hannah from Village Clinic. I thought it was important to ever read this. They just have some change in leadership, so I just wanted to let the community know. So she said, "Hello, Dan. I hope the spring season is starting off well for you at West Yellowstone. I wanted to share formal communication around structure and oversight changes for Village Clinics West Yellowstone. Levi Anderson, who was introduced last summer to the Healthcare Advisory Board, has now officially stepped in as the primary contact and director of operations for the clinic. I know you and Levi have already communicated a handful of times over the last few months. Levi brings a wealth of experience and perspective that will be invaluable as we move forward. He also serves as their director for the Bozeman Clinic, opening up additional opportunities for coordination with the resources there. I will continue to provide support for Levi as needed, including support in the area of rural strategy initiatives. Thank you for your continued support and collaboration. Let us know if you have any questions. Thank you from my dad." So I'll forward that to the healthcare board as well. So you guys can discuss. I'm guessing that Levi's going to be at the meeting. So just wanted everybody to be aware of that.
Very good. Thank you. All right. Anyone on the council have any correspondence or meeting reminders we missed? Brian?
Planning board is meeting Thursday the 29th at noon.
Okay. Right. And if there's nothing else and no objection, we'll adjourn this meeting. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.